हरे कृष्णा। व्हाई बॉदर वेदर द ग्लास इज हाफ एम्प्टी और हाफ फुल व्हेन यू कैन ड्रिंक फ्रॉम ईदर। व्हेन वी स्टार्ट प्रैक्टिसिंग भक्ति वी मे स्टार्ट थिंकिंग दैट एक्चुअली वी आई हैव ब्रॉट सर्टन एटीट्यूड्स विथ अस फ्रॉम आर पास्ट। सम ऑफ अस मे बी ऑप्टिमिस्टिक वेर वी सी द ब्राइट साइड ऑफ थिंग्स वी से हाउ द ग्लास इज हाफ फुल। Or some of us may be pessimistic, where we see the dark side of things, where we see how actually there are problems. We see the glass is half empty. Now, sometimes these attitudes can work out positively, sometimes they can work out negatively. So, optimism can help us, encourage us in our devotional life. When, say, if we find that we are at a place there is not much association, we can be optimistic and okay, say that at least I have some association. And I don't go to a place where but there are so many places where there's no association available at all. And in contrast, the same optimism can work negatively, because that optimism can make us think that, oh, I can still enjoy material life. And pessimism, in contrast, can actually be healthy when we don't have too much hope for material enjoyment in this world. But pessimism can be unhealthy when we think that, oh, my conditionings are so deep, the process of bhakti is so difficult, I can never practice it. And in this way, we neglect ourselves. We dishearten ourselves and don't practice properly. So the point is, neither optimism nor pessimism are entirely blessings or curses. And the important thing is that in bhakti, if we connect with Krishna with whatever we have, we will go closer to Him. How much we have doesn't matter as much as what we do with what we have. So we may have little association, we may just be able to go to temple once in a while, but if we have a strong longing for Krishna, Krishna can through one darshan give us such an intense spiritual experience. Krishna can give us through one point we hear in a class such profound insight that can energize us for a substantial amount of time. The important thing is, ye yatha mam prapadyante tam sathaiva bhajamyaham. Krishna says that, as all people surrender unto me, I reward accordingly. So that means that if we have an inner longing for Krishna and somehow circumstantially we have less devotional facilities, it doesn't matter. Through those less devotional facilities also, Krishna can give us a huge amount of realization, huge amount of spiritual experience, huge amount of insight, and that can propel us substantially towards Krishna. So the important thing is, now we don't bother about whether the glass is half full or half empty. We focus on drinking from the glass. So we don't bother too much about whether other places have better association or other places have lesser association or whatever else. Others have bigger temples or we have bigger temple. Just focus on just drinking the nectar of remembrance of Krishna, the nectar of the opportunity to serve Krishna that we have. And if we just wholeheartedly do that, Krishna will manifest through that more than abundant mercy for our life's elevation, transformation and liberation. Thank you. Hare Krishna.